Ian, I know you sometimes go on my Facebook page and you're astounded by some of the things that people say. So here's the topic. The topic is, do you believe Donald Trump when he says a little bit of economic pain is now is going to happen now, but it's going to get us on the right path and it's going to work in the long run? Do you believe Donald Trump when he says that? So Chuck says, as much as I believe in radical moderate philosophy, why don't you send Biden to the next UN meeting to apologize and promise to fall in line with whatever they want? My response was, Chuck, it's simple. Biden is no longer president, and I may have a lot of power with my show and social media presence, but I don't have the power to direct presidents to appear before the UN, so your comment is reduced to rhetorical BS. Here is the topic. I went to the post office on Severn again. In fact, if anybody goes to the post office on Severn today, let me know if the indoor is fixed yet. You know, for the last, I think it's been about 2 weeks, the indoor has not been fixed. I mentioned this on the show, and this just reminds me of the incompetence of our government. They can't fix a door. This indoor has been out for like almost 2 weeks. And somebody sent me a post and said, well, I was there last week. Well, I don't know. Maybe they fixed it and then it broke again. But I can tell you that the sign that is on that broken door is not a new sign. And you can believe me or not, but I've been to the post office 4 times in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and that door has been broken, and it was again on Saturday. So I did a video of the broken door and just asking the question, you know, why don't they get it fixed? So the topic is alert Doge and Elon Musk. For about 2 weeks now, the post office on Severn and Metairie, the door has been broken. The indoor has been broken. How hard is it to fix a door? Where is government efficiency? Where else are you seeing a lack of government efficiency? So Jim says, no, Scoot, you're what's wrong with America, and America has spoken. So all you liberal snowflake clowns just need to be quiet and go away. How can you say it's incompetence on the part of Elon Musk that the door is broken? Jesus Christ, even you would have to admit that that's a stretch. Your comment is as goofy as your outdated hairstyle. Excuse me, but 1983 is calling. They want it back. Well, I checked on Jim, and Jim has no hair. So Jim is really not in a position to comment on my hair, and I kind of brought that up. Jim has under 400 followers, and I responded by saying, I'm only making a comment about government inefficiency. And yeah, I was kind of joking about Doge and Elon Musk because, you know, I know it's not directly their fault, but we've got a problem with government efficiency. And I said to Jim, I guarantee if someone posted this video and Biden was still president, your opinion would be a lot different. And by the way, my hair was cut by a top West Coast hair cutter. It cost a lot of money. And he knows a lot more about what's cool in 2025 than you do. So I'll stick to my style and you stick to yours. Okay. So Chris commented, very simple fix. I have replaced many of these in my office building. $50 swing arm door closer control from Home Depot and a 10-minute job to install it. I was at that post office on Thursday. It's also very dirty. Chuck says, good luck getting your mail, Scoot. Where was your watchdog instincts when Biden was fumbling around for 4 years? Radical moderate is a ridiculous notion. My response, no, radical moderate is a very accurate description of many of the majority of the American voters who did not vote for Donald Trump. And I consistently and viciously condemned Biden for many things, but perhaps your bias renders you incapable of noticing that reality. You know, I'm a little ticked at the people who say that I never criticize Biden or I never criticize the Democrats. When you say that, you have no credibility because you're just promoting your bias, and it's not true because I have criticized Biden, and I did criticize Biden, and I do criticize the Democrats. So here's a comment. I'm sorry, you wanted to say something?
No, if you have others, I'll wait until you're done.
All right, got more. All right, the topic is President Trump's bully bark is worse than his bite. And this was about Donald Trump creating the tariff circus by backing down on implementing the tariffs against Canada and Mexico right after he implemented them. So he implemented the tariffs and then he backed off of the tariffs. Beverly says over 70% of Americans agree with our president, Mr. Trump. Trump's address to Congress had 36.6 million viewers, up 13% from Biden's 2024 State of the Union, and they all witnessed the horrible, heartless, sick display of the Democratic Party. They need to get real. Oh, they need real help, and they have no respect for our country and the American people. And I responded, Beverly, I made some comment about Biden's speech as being a visual version of Ambien. I also condemned the Democrats for not standing and applauding on a few occasions on the air. Why didn't you congratulate me for that? Why aren't all of these people congratulating me, who they believe never says anything negative about the Democrats? Why aren't you congratulating me on the air and on my Facebook page? Why aren't you congratulating me for calling out the Democrats for not standing when that 13-year-old boy was introduced? Why are you not congratulating me? Why are you bringing it up like I didn't even mention it? I did mention it. And it's interesting that, you know, I think people think that they can post on social media and nobody's going to say anything. Well, no, I'm going to say something sometimes. And sometimes I get the feeling that they're kind of fumbling for the right answer. But, you know, we've brought this up on the air before to Miss Beverly, who talks about the viewers, and it's up from Biden's 2024 State of the Union address. Hey, Biden was a sleepy dog. And I really did make some comment about his State of the Union address was some kind of version of Ambien. So, you know, why are you telling me this? I criticized him for this. And once again, I remind you that 50.2% of the American voters, that's a majority, a slight majority, did not vote for Donald Trump. If you're caught in a conservative echo chamber, you don't know that. And because I say it and you haven't heard it, doesn't mean that I'm making stuff up. You can look it up yourself if you choose to. Now, I know social media is all about making comments and agreeing and disagreeing, but some of the disagreement, it's based on stupidity. It's based on not even facing reality. And as somebody who is very, very logical and approaches this from a bipartisan perspective, man, I'm a registered independent. I did not hitch my wagon to Trump, the Republicans, or to Biden, or Harris, or the Democrats. I'm not hitched to anybody. And when a president starts to talk about attacking the First Amendment, when he's talking about these tariff wars that now have the, let me see where it is now. Hang on one second. All right, I think the stock market is down over 900 points right now. So, you know, Donald Trump promised all these things as soon as he became president. I didn't make that up. And when I told people it wasn't going to happen, they got mad at me, criticized me. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just criticizing Trump. No, as it turned out, I was right. But nobody wants to congratulate me for that. And nobody wants to congratulate me for calling out the Democrats for not standing. No, they post things like, I didn't say anything. Well, I did say something. The other thing interesting is that with one of the posts about Donald Trump and the tariff circus, I also posted in that same video, there were comments about the mayor's race and this guy, Terrell Morris, this guy with a lot of questions about him who wants to run for mayor. I also posted that was part of that video. I didn't see one comment about the New Orleans mayor's race. Every single comment, and let me see where it is now. Every single comment was about Trump. And so, I mean, like even in New Orleans, this is like a huge discussion. It's a huge topic because You know what I find? And we've talked about this. The real people with TSD.
TDS.
TDS. Yeah. TDS. The real people with TDS are the Trump supporters. I mean, they won and they can't let it go. They won and they can't move on. And they and there are many who are kind of coming around and realizing, oh, wait a minute, I wasn't expecting this. And I guarantee you that there are a lot of people, there are a lot of people who voted for Trump who are looking at their 401ks and they're not happy.
We have to constantly remind people that when we... When we're making these kind of critiques, when we're making these kind of observations, we're not talking about everybody that doesn't view politics the same way that you do or that I do. It's not just that we disagree that gets us to offer these kinds of critiques. But if you're listening to the show or you're reading what we have to say on Facebook and you're there in good faith and you kind of know what you're talking about and you care if you're wrong and you care about presenting yourself in a way that's worthy of respect, that's great. That's not who we're talking to with this. But if that is you, look to your right and look to your left and understand that you are surrounded by just dead rat stupid people for whom complaining about politics is the only way for them to feel smart.
Yeah. Yeah,
and social media makes that not only very easy to do, but they actually make it actually physically addicting. These people are trapped. I feel badly for these people. Yeah. They are so insulated from the rest of society. They only ever talk to each other. They only exist in safe spaces. They only consume, you know, Fox News and hate radio. They're just feasting on whatever, you know, Jesse Waters crapped into their Cheerios that morning. And if they ever tried to engage with us in the real world, outside of Facebook, they would very quickly realize that, you know, the rest of society looks at them. And instead of seeing these, you know, normal, capable, patriotic Americans to be, you know, respected and engaged with and listened to, what the rest of us see are the weird kids in the corner of the cafeteria eating glue off of their hands. And when they are confronted with some uncomfortable, inconvenient truth that makes them feel itchy, the best that they can do is just reach into their brain full of bumper stickers and pull out some little catchphrase about some completely different, separate topic and just repeat that motion over and over again until you're exhausted. And then they feel like they beat you in a battle of wits, in an honest debate. It's tragic. It's pathetic.
It's not an honest debate, and I'm disgusted over the process. I'm disgusted with politics. It makes me never want to talk about politics again, because of the stupidity that surrounds all of this. I mean, you know, you got a guy with no hair calling me out about my hairstyle. I mean, dude, you know, exactly where do you get the expertise to comment on my hair? Now, look, people have different, you know, plights in life and all that's fine. But, you know, why get personal? You know, you got to have that dig in there. I'm not going to comment on you unless you comment on me. And then I might say something. But, you know, at this point, I mean, I'm really kind of disgusted. I am hoping that there is a more cerebral audience on Instagram and Substack than there is on Facebook. Because I want the smarter people. I want the people who really understand. I want the people who get it. I want these people to follow me to Instagram and Substack. And that's going to happen this week where I'm going to move there. It's going to be interesting to see if the responses change because some of this stupidity does, it bothers me.